This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Welcome to Saturday night. We've got a huge show for you tonight. We are unclear at this moment, this very moment, if we are in fact broadcasting everywhere. Oh, you know what? It looks like, well, maybe we're not. I was thinking maybe we are on the YouTube, but I don't even think we're on the YouTube. So we're working on it. Anyway, glad to have you here. We're on Biz TV. We are on 300 great radio stations across the country, and we are happy to have you with us. It's a very big and busy Saturday night, as there have been a number of things that have gone down in the last, 72 hours that are rather unusual and, I would say, rather disturbing. When you think about the issues that we are facing when it comes to the transition of power here and what's going to happen, you have a broad range of people that are thinking very different things. You have on one hand the Joe Biden and Democratic establishment and party that are preparing to take office and control both branches of Congress and the presidency. And if they have their way, maybe packing a Supreme Court, maybe making a couple of territories into states, maybe trying to set up a permanent majority forever in their favor. You have people that are thinking that way. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. You have other people on the left, like AOC, that wants to not only go much further than all of that, they want to implement a Green New Deal, tax the living bejesus out of you, like until your eyeballs pop out of your sockets because of how much money you're sending Washington. And in exchange for that, they're going to promise you something like a free bus ride to Hawaii. I don't know how that works, but popular, evidently, in the control center tonight. That was Nick laughing there. I appreciate Nick. I haven't seen him in a number of weeks. We're glad to have him. But that's the AOC. They want to do everything they can to tell you exactly how to live, and that in return, if you live exactly the way they say that you should. Not more than 69 degrees on your thermostat at home, not more than 70 pounds of air pressure in every tire on your car, they will make sure that you have at least gruel and some water every night to eat before you go to bed. All right, so that's the great promise from the great AOC and crew. And then you've got people like Mitch McConnell, who just won a huge re-election as senator in Kentucky and was such a wuss when it came to investigating actual voter fraud and understanding what it was that they needed to do to have an election filled with integrity. That he just, I don't know, maybe Joe Biden's just his really good buddy from, 40 years in the Senate. I mean, so they literally have been there since they were like in diapers. And thinking that, well, I can control this. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm Mitch McConnell, and besides, we'll probably win the Georgia runoff.
That didn't work out too well. Because you didn't fix the things that were wrong in the crooked election on November 3rd. Then you lost the runoff on January the 6th or January the 5th. Wasn't that fun? So much fun. And then you have really, like, hardcore patriots like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz that said, you know what, these irregularities, these things that deal with fraud are so, they're so widespread and they're so extreme, we have to look at them. We have to take some time and say, wait a second, the courts aren't doing anything to look at it. Maybe we should take a couple of days, maybe 10 days to look at it. And if all is well and good, then you know, come back and certify what we found. If there's nothing wrong with it, then that's fine. But there's so many. Friends, did you know there's over 15,000 signed affidavits? Do you know what an affidavit is? No, you don't, because you sit there doing your thing. You don't pay attention to this stuff. And that's how all of this happened. You went to sleep, and you lost your country in the process. By the way, if you disagree with me, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But you literally said, I'm too busy, I'm not bothered, I'm pretty comfortable, just let it all take care of itself. And you know what happened? They stole your country from you in the process. Because for the last 4 years, these people have been installing the Dominion voting systems, and they've been figuring out in the last 4 months how to maximize a mass mail-in balloting program that would have little, if any, accountability to it. No checks on signatures, no checks on if people were actually who they were supposed to be in order to cast ballots. And they did what the Daley administration did way back in the day in Chicago. They stuffed the ballot box with all of the fake votes they could possibly have. And you know what they did? They made the most stupid and irrespectively ignorant presidential candidate named Joe Biden in the history of anybody that's ever run for president. Woodrow Wilson was dumb, but Joe Biden makes Woodrow Wilson look like a Nobel scientist award winner. Makes him look like Einstein. And now Joe Biden, the idiot, literally, from Delaware, is now supposedly a bigger vote getter than Barack Obama, the guy that broke the race barrier for the presidency. And not by a little bit, like 20 million votes more than Barack Obama. Purple states of America and all that, you know, hope and change and all that stuff. What did Joe Biden do that beat hope and change? So now, and friends, we're stuck with this. This is what we asked for. Because people in the states, specifically some of the swing states, fell asleep on the job. They let crooked voting systems be implemented. They let massive windows for fraud be codified into law. And because we didn't have people paying attention, what Benjamin Franklin said all those many years ago, that America is a treasure. She is a prize. She is a cherished hope if you can keep her. And since the Electoral College met, since the slate of electors have been certified, within the last 48 hours, all of big tech has gone on the offensive to shut down every single person that spoke in defense of freedom. They have come after the sitting president of the United States with impunity. They have gone after every major voice and icon in conservative media. and they have made it clear that they're not interested in protecting free speech, but what they are interested in doing is to advance a progressive communist agenda that begins to turn us into Venezuela. So congratulations, America, AMERIKA. You're about to enter into the communist zone. A place and time that none of us ever wanted to go. And after you've experienced it for just a little while, you will realize what a tragic, disastrous mistake this has been. But because we didn't have people of strong constitution, we didn't have people with spines, it will be visited upon us. And it will be hell. Good job. I'm Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, taking your calls, 888-340-3373, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Of all the boys... Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys. Boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and welcome to Radio Night Live. I want you to be assured that I am deadly serious about being committed to the future of our country. Real quickly, let me take a call. Tim from Sacramento, you're on with Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live. Thanks for calling. What's your thought?
Well, I just think when you take 70 million, Americans, pretty much most of which have jobs or decent Americans, and you take away their voice and you take away their ability to be represented properly. You try to shove them back in the box, so to speak, and you laugh it off, and you make them look like a bunch of, racist, conspiratorial types. You're going to have a lot of problems, and I think it's bigger than Trump. This is before Trump. This is bigger than Trump. And what happens with the Republicans is, you see, they whip these people up into a fervor whenever they want to get votes, right? And then
Trump was the problem, though, Tim. Trump was the problem because
they try to put them back in the box.
But Trump was the problem because he called them on all the phony baloney. Like, he called it out.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think what happened was nobody took Trump serious, right? And they never expected for him to become president.
To this day, they still don't take him seriously. Hey, Tim, I appreciate your...
And that's why.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Good comments tonight. 888-340-3373. Earlier this week, I had a chance to sit down with Bernie Kerik, the police commissioner from 9/11, who has served a couple of presidents on foreign policy issues. And I asked him about all of this. I wanted you to hear some of that conversation tonight on Radio Night Live.
Well, is he on Twitter? Is he off Twitter? The president's back on Twitter with half the number of followers that he had two or three days ago. He had 100, I think it was 80 million at one point. He has 88 million now. And Twitter continues to deplatform conservatives. I've spoken with no less than about 12 or 15 of my colleagues across the media that have been strong voices for the president, and every one of us on some level has achieved a degree of deplatforming. They suspended me, as I brought up yesterday. But because of great friends, there's a lot of you that are now finding me on Parler.com, and I'm thankful for that. We are still appealing the Twitter suspension, by the way. One of those that did step up and lend his voice to helping me was former police chief Bernie Kerik, who rejoins us here. Bernie, there's so much to talk about what's happened to our nation in the last 72 hours. But let me ask you to kind of race to the end of this right now. We're looking at now, according to the president from this morning, an inauguration where the former president, the previous president, will not attend. I think he's trying to just be considerate in all of this and not draw any more controversy to the occasion. But what is your greatest concern as we are now approaching this 12-day period going into what could be or is going to be the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden?
Well, Kev, I don't think this is the answer you're anticipating, but here's my greatest concern. We had an election on November 3rd, then another one on January 5th. Both of those elections resulted in fraudulent vote counts that were certified, and people are assuming offices that did not win. That is my greatest concern, because if it's not fixed now and the legislators don't do their job, and they never do, this isn't going to get fixed for the next time. Therefore, there will be no valid elections. If they don't fix what happened in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Nevada, if they don't fix that, we're never going to be a society as a whole again. And that scares the hell out of me.
Well, and let me just add, those are just the places where we know the shenanigans took place. I believe that they've probably been taking place longer in places like Oregon, California. At some point in time, the state of Virginia, I think, got co-opted. But you're talking about, you know, places where we may not have seen this kind of foundational strategy being played out over a long period of time. And so, Commissioner, as a law enforcement guy at heart, your greatest desire is to see the rule of law upheld and that the people receive justice. Let's assume that the track goes as even the president is now saying he's going to cooperate with. What are the recourses for we the people? Can we get into our state capitals, start cleaning up voter rolls? Can we demand that state legislatures change voting systems? What are you encouraging people that listen to you to do?
Well, the first thing I did was I encouraged the president strongly in the strongest terms to appoint a special counsel to look at the election. We can't depend on the FBI and Justice Department as it stands and as it has stood over the last 4 years. I have absolutely no confidence that they would get to the bottom of this. Therefore, a special counsel to look at the overall election fraud, voter fraud, I personally think is extremely, extremely important. And I would urge the president to do that. In other arenas, look, I would push the state legislators to do their job. But I have to tell you, after the last 8 weeks of basically living in Washington, D.C. and dealing with the investigation and looking at what happened and listening to the legislators in various states and what they have the ability to do and what they have the courage to do, I'm dumbfounded. I mean, I knew about the swamp. I understood the swamp. I get it. But the spineless arrogance of these legislators that know what's going on and just outright refuse to do anything about it is extremely frightening.
Do you think, and I'm not saying that I have any evidence of this, but do you think that there's a realistic possibility that they see Antifa people spray paint Nancy Pelosi's garage, they see Antifa guys show up at Josh Hawley's home when it's just his wife and child? Do you think they look at the violence of last summer and say, hey, I'm just a lowly state legislator, you know, state legislator from Harrisburg. You know, I don't want to get targeted. I don't want to.
No,
deal with
you know
this.
What? You know what, Kev? I don't think it's that. I have to be honest. I think it's egos and self-interest. I think it's egos and self-interest over any kind of fear.
Wow, that is a stunning admission by Bernie Kerik. Thankful for his willingness to give us some of his insight. Kevin McCullough, more of your calls coming up. The deplatforming of everything that doesn't buy into the progressive left's narrative. Are you okay with that? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you say the vote was stolen, they kick you to Siberia, literally. I'll tell you my own story coming up next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A West Virginia lawmaker facing federal charges for breaching the Capitol building has resigned. Republican delegate Derek Evans stepped down from his position in a statement on Saturday, saying he would focus on his personal situation and allow the legislature to focus on its business. Evans is facing charges of violent entry and disorderly conduct. Indonesian officials say a passenger jet carrying 62 people is believed to have crashed into the sea on Saturday, minutes after taking off from Jakarta's Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. Air traffic controllers lost contact with the Boeing 737-500 aircraft about 4 minutes after takeoff. The country's transportation ministry says more than a dozen vessels, including four warships, have been deployed for a search and rescue operation. Debris has been found believed to be from the plane, but there had been no confirmation as night fell in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Visit Landmark.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge and the Queensboro Bridge heading into the boroughs there from Manhattan. It is a very different New York City this year. We are dealing with a number of things that we don't normally deal with this time of season. Restaurants are closed. Crime is up. People are urinating and defecating on the streets in ways that would make the mind just, you know, ponder all kinds of things. It is really a depressing season. And on top of all of that, this week we saw what I believe, and I believe that the ultimate investigation of this will prove this true, that we saw a runoff election in Georgia, paid for by Zuckerberg, recruited for by Stacey Abrams, and stolen by people that wanted to have ultimate control of the country take place. And if you express that opinion, that you think that it was, on social media, big tech this week decided to come after you hard, very hard. They deplatformed the president. They said, you're not going to have any voice on our platform. And then they decided to let him on just for a little bit again, and then they permanently banned him. But in doing so, they also decided to ban 35% of his most influential supporters and people that had defended him on social media. And in the process of that, my 150,000 followers on Twitter went poof in a moment. And people that had been rigorously following me over recent days suddenly couldn't get anything that I was thinking or saying. So I've made the decision, like many others have, to move to Gab and Parler, gab.com. There is no app for that. It is a server and a website serviced entirely by the people that owned it and started it. So there's no other outside source that can shut it off. I got a report today, and this is really disturbing, that the email server that the president uses for his private email, not his government White House official email, but his campaign email, his personal emails, those things, they were convinced to cut him off today. So you see where that goes. There's a literal attempt to try to silence the President of the United States from having any ability to speak at all in the process of this transition from now until the presidency is changed on January 20th. Real Donald Trump has been suspended from Twitter. He's been shut down on Facebook. He's been exercised from Twitch and from TikTok and from Snapchat. He is being told from Instagram and every other social media that is conglomerately owned by the big guys, the big tweets. They've huddled and they've said your voice will be choked. And not only his, everybody that ever thought that some of the stuff that he did was good, including myself. So in the process of all of this, we are now witnessing, and it's not just me who's saying this. I have Democrat friends here in New York City, people who supported the Clintons, people who have stood by the Democrat side for many, many years over many number of things. The supermodel, and her name is escaping me. I'll look it up during the next break. But there's a major supermodel who is a leftist. Who came out, Emma Ratajkowski, that's who it was. And she came out this week and said on Twitter and other places that if they can do this to the President of the United States, they can do it to everyone. Friends, I want you to think about something. You rig an election and you put up systems that will allow you to guarantee that you can rig them forever in perpetuity. And then you silence everybody who has any objection to that. What have you become as a nation in the process? This is where Venezuela was just before Chavez came to power. This was the free society that was Venezuela, and then Chavez comes to power. He rigs the elections. He's able to keep a permanent majority forever in perpetuity. And now Maduro, who's followed him, has maintained that same consistency. Is it because the Venezuelan people love Hugo Chavez and Mr. Maduro so much? No, not at all. 888-340-3373. Want to take your calls and thoughts and discussions about this as we continue. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Appreciate you being here. Let's have a chat.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
So for 2575 or visit Landmark Gold.
If you're watching on Biz TV, that is a beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan, which is not the Lower Manhattan of my youth. It's not one of even my recent memory. Things are so bad in the city right now, friends. Don't come to New York, and I've never said that. It's just not a place you want to be right now because Cuomo and de Blasio have ruined it for everybody. Coming up in the second hour, by the way, let's go back to the big board, Mr. Nick. I haven't done this on the program tonight, but in the second hour, we will hear from those two lovely ladies, Kristen B. Tate and Kelsey Bowler, who will bring us up to speed on some perspective on both the election in Georgia and what the violence in the Capitol and the ransacking of the Capitol on Wednesday represents and what it means and kind of how we responded to it. I was confronted by a cousin tonight, of all things, on Facebook Messenger. And she was like, I'm praying for you. I don't understand how you defend what happened this week. I said, I don't defend anything that happened this week. I'm not down with people wrecking the Capitol. That's the people's house. I'm not cool with that. And I wanted to ask, oh, by the way, where were you with the courthouses that were tried to, that the people tried to burn this summer for 30-something nights in a row? Anyway, I didn't go there. Hey, let's go to the calls. By the way, if you want to weigh in, 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Frank in Des Moines. Frank, good. Happy New Year, first of all, because we haven't spoken since last year, but glad to have you with us. Thanks for being here. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Hey, I don't know if you recall, during the Democrat primary, I believe it might even have been before the Iowa caucuses, when Kamala Harris dropped out because and then accused everybody in her party of being racist for
right.
voting for her.
1% Kamala.
But she turned to Elizabeth Warren and was trying to goad Elizabeth Warren into collaborating with her for a call to shut down Donald Trump's Twitter account at that point. And I think that was during the summer of 2019 caucuses. So this has been going on for a while. But let me ask you a larger question that you can speak to, the media's role in this.
Okay.
The media's role, the media rights is incorporated in the same rights as Christians, right to assemble, right to free speech, right to redress their grievances to the government, right to worship as we please. The media is complicit in this, and their hair should be set on fire running in the streets saying that we're targeting Christians with bogus caps when Costco doesn't have these caps, casinos don't have these caps, abortion clinics, marijuana dispensaries, alcohol shops, whatever, don't have the same caps as churches. Does the media understand, in your mind, that when a strict communist regime takes over, that there is no such thing as a free media? They should be absolutely fighting for the First and Second Amendments, but they're congratulating themselves and patting themselves on the back for shutting down Donald Trump,
yeah.
people like you, and rightfully, as the model said, if they can do this to the President of the United States, what can they do to us? When they can name a operation from the FBI and intel agencies, Operation Hurricane, against
right.
the President of the United States,
nope.
what can they do to you?
Frank, you make a very valid point, and I always appreciate your insights. Thank you for the call. To Frank's point, look, Emma Ratajkowski, she may be smoking hot, but she is not someone that I agree with on philosophical issues, on conservative issues, on a good number of many things. But she came out this week and tweeted very clearly, if they can do this to the leader of the free world, they will do it to anyone. And that's the thing that old school liberals used to understand. I very proudly am a member of the small community that is talk radio hosts in America. And one of the people that I didn't agree with much politically, but I lionized his defense of free speech, was Alan Colmes, who's no longer with us. He died a couple of years ago. But Alan Colmes was one of these guys that he believed in gay marriage, he believed in abortion up the wazoo, he believed in tax hikes, he believed in all kinds of regulations on small businesses, he believed in gun control, he believed in all the stuff that I opposed. But the one thing that we found common agreement on, and actually we were kind of friends over this, is that he said the day that the government becomes powerful enough to shut down your voice, they can shut down anything. And then it's not an issue of whether what you believe is true or not. It's whether or not you parrot whatever they say. Friends, this is what we had in the Soviet Union. This is what you have in Cuba. This is what you have in Venezuela. This is what you have in China. This is not free and open society. This is not the protection of free speech. And you know who I blame? I don't blame AOC, and I don't blame Joe Biden, and I don't even blame Kamala Harris, as big of a bimbo as she is, sleeping her way to the top and doing all the rest of it. I don't even care about all that. You had these lily-livered Republicans that had the ability to take away the 230 protections from the big tech companies. To say, no, you're acting like a publisher. You're deciding editorial. You're not just a neutral platform. You're actually allowing the message to be shaped as it goes out. Damn it, they should have done something about that. They should have said, no, you're not going to act that way and get the protections under Prop 230. We're going to take 230 away from you. And then you're going to have to be judged like all other editorial outlets are. They didn't do anything. These cowardly, sad, stupid Republicans sat by and watched it go by. And when Donald Trump has fought like the last Jedi against the entire universe of evil, they were all too happy to let him be taken down and just give up on the whole thing. 888-340-3373. Maybe you disagree. Coming right back. 888-340-3373. More of your calls next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're watching on Biz TV tonight and you're looking at that picture right there, normally that shot in Times Square would be packed with people. But not tonight. It looks like a few ants scurrying across a very bare picnic blanket. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We are talking about, I don't know, life after the reality of the certification of the Joe Biden electors, and then what big tech did to the president and another number of people across the spectrum that they disagree with. I had delivered Twitter in the final 3 months of 2020, and I'm not saying this to brag, I'm just telling you what had happened, we're just reporting the facts. My Twitter handle, at KMC Radio, on Twitter, had delivered 210 million impressions of people that were reading my content, looking at it, seeing it, forwarding it to other people, liking it, arguing with it, doing whatever. And Twitter decided, because I said something critical of them, suspending Donald Trump, that I shouldn't be on there as well. So they suspended my account. Now, by the way, if you're a Twitter user, you can find me on Parler. I'm over on Parler. Go to Parler.com. P-A-R-L-E-R. At KMC Radio. Same screen name. And if you happen to prefer the service called Gab, you can find me there as well. At KMC Radio. SoundCloud, at KMC Radio. Instagram, at KMC Radio. Periscope, at KMC Radio. Let's take some more calls. Let's go to Malcolm, who's been very patient in central New Jersey tonight. Malcolm, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Thank you, Kevin. Hi. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I have a very important question. If tomorrow there was an attack by a foreign enemy on us, there's a rumor going around that right now the chairman of the Joint Chiefs has taken away the nuclear code from the President of the United States of America. Is that true, and could that be constitutionally done?
That is not true. I will tell you that tonight. The Speaker of the House, Madam Nancy Pelosi, has asked the military ranks to take away his powers to do that. And they told her to go stick her nose on a concrete block. He is president until January 20th. Whether or not she likes it, Chuck Schumer likes it, anybody else likes it, he gets to decide if we attack someone, if we respond to someone, if we're attacked. And that's not going to be diminished. And the military told her that anything less than that would be considered a coup, and in direct violation of the Constitution. So they told her to go pound sand somewhere. All right, we'll take more of your calls. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Naz, I see you in Louisville.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.